representing the buyer of the property, Cheatham Creek. And their purchasing obviously has been demonstrated. The dental office, which is commercial building, and the house that is also right next to it. They're also purchasing two of the lots that are behind it that are owned also by the Yanyosis that sits right behind the dental clinic. There's also a nice bluff that's not flat at all topographically. So the home that's adjacent to the residential residence, there's actually a bluff that goes above. So in regards to buffer or sound barrier.
So they own the two lots behind where the dentist office or the...
Yes. Okay. Actually, the one... Can I step over there? No. You guys care?
So they own... If I'm not mistaken, they own this lot and then this lot as well.
Oh, they're not adjoining.
There is one that's here in the middle. But, you know, obviously I can't say anything for sure, but if our buyer had the opportunity, he could buy that one too, just to...
What's the plan for those?
He hasn't. Brad, has he mentioned a plan for those lots at all?
Just keep them as a buffer?
Just keep them as a buffer. If he wanted to do something, you know, with them, he would have adjoined them in with the concept hearing, with the separate tax IDs. Both the properties are have their independent septic systems. So the residential residence has its own septic system in addition to the commercial property. They do share a well.
So how many homes is he going to do? How many structures? Two?
Just the two. He's going to remodel the dental office, which currently has in it.
He's going to turn that into a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the... I'm not sure, Scott, with mm-hmm. your square footage. Actually, the dental office mm-hmm. is about 4,500 square feet.
Okay, I was just going off the assessors, and that's what
yeah,
it is. Yeah,
yeah. And I think it's because maybe they're not counting the unfinished basement
area. Basement part, right.
Mm-hmm. But there's currently 7 offices in the commercial structure and 2 bathrooms. Our client is looking at making that 6 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms with a family room area. And, you know, a main area, family with kitchen. And then the 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath residence will, you know, remain the same. He'll do a little bit of modification in regards to updating. And then any other modifications in regards to fire
well,
suppression.
The septic system would have to be modified with that many more people.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the commercial structure on what the size of that septic system is.
How recently was it built?
2002.
Okay, there should be a record on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was, I've had a couple people look at this and I've had to pull those records, but there was a couple of repairs and extensions made to the home side, but there wasn't anything extended on the office side, any repairs, but I'll have both septic past permits that I can give you from your packet. Yeah. To look at.
What's the square footage of the big house? Or the dentist office now, but the one they want?
Including the basement.
The dental office, including the basement in regards to real estate record that I could find, was a total of 4,800. That included the unfinished space.
You want to make this 6-bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Anything further? I think we're discussing both properties here, so I don't mm-hmm. think we'll have to do the other. We'll just do the one in the middle when we get done here.
Yeah.
So I want to make you aware of that, that's what I'm planning on doing.
Scott, do you have a topo of the area behind the small house and then the residential lot kind of behind it to the right?
A topo, you mean put contour?
Or a contour, yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty steep. It was steep down there where that dollar store went.
I didn't picture, though, that it was almost. I don't want to see the contour of it.
I understand what you're saying. I was wondering myself.
Yeah, I know when we stand behind the dental office, I mean, it's a, they have that big, huge retaining wall out front, but it's like, yeah. And it may flatten out as it goes out farther. I haven't walked that whole property.
Can you see that?
No.
zoom in.
What are those? 5 foot or 2 foot?
It's whatever they put on there. Those are.
I think they're five, aren't they?
That's a 16. And that's a 2, so that's only 6, so 2 feet.
Yeah,
that's 6 feet. I'll have to get you some pictures for the public hearing. I'll go out and take photos of the back. And
when a commercial building is built, how does the septic system, how is it sized?
We'll have to look at what they would have sized it for. They'd had to figure out some kind of flow. The book, the green book, goes by square footage. And I don't remember a dentist's office. I didn't bring my backpack in, but I don't remember a dentist's office being in that book. It would have to be.
I never knew.
It would have to be office space and employees. You'd have to count the number of employees. Right. Maybe 20 gallons a day per employee type thing.
Right.
But it says it has one on the tank and how many feet of lateral.
Yeah. Does the house?
Yes.
Both of them. Uh-huh. Okay.
That'll all come out next.
Mm-hmm.
Next meeting.
Yeah.
So just so I have it straight, the good doctor is not doing this. He's wanting to sell the property.
Yes.
To someone that wants to do this.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Yep. He's actually Yanyos is down in Arkansas with his practice down there.
Sale probably contingent upon this passing.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We've done this before. It's
special.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else, gentlemen? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you next month on the 11th.
All right.
Now, you want to do the middle one? That's at Ridgedale, 918 State Highway 86.
That was both of them, side by side. That's both of them, side by side. That's both the Yanyos properties.
Janet
Hill. Last one's case 42.
Okay.
40 and 41 were both those
all
properties.
All right. There was just an extra one in there.
Separate lots.
Yes.
Okay.
Separate buildings, different type of buildings, separate system. One, 42. This one is out by the Majestics. Majestics right here. Of course, this one came through here just recently. But this one is a home. We don't have a picture, which I'll have some pictures of it. But it's a requesting special use permit to nightly rent a new home at 166 Kings Way. I think our applicant's hiding behind the podium there in the audience. And I'll pull this one up on pictometry for you. Okay.
That's it.
Hmm?
Would you? I don't know anything. Tell me what you're proposing.
Okay. Scott, do you think you could zoom out just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, because I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with that area or not, but I could kind of just walk you through that area a little bit. So.
Do you know where we're at, Dave? Have you connected where we're at?
We've rejected several in
that
neighborhood.
Just a little bit.
Move it this way.
Like move it out, zoom out.
Make it bigger.
Can you zoom out?
Oh yeah, I can go way out.
How far?
Okay. So I wanted them to see.
And then yeah.
Here's 265, and then 365 is down there. 365 kitchen is taking shape.
376.
So 376 is over here, and then you come down 265, and it's got a hairpin corner right here, and that's Gunner Hill to Leonard.
Let me go to this view.
So this is about...
From above. That might help you.
Yeah, there's Leonard's sign in there.
There you go. Yeah.
Those others are skewed at an angle.
So this is 265, and then you said 376 is up there a little bit to kind of give you your groundings. And then right here, this is the line for Chateau on the Lake. They kind of know where we're at. Okay, so you turn down Gunner Hill, and all along here you have billboards. And then as you turn on Gunner Hill, this is all a foreclosed property that's got approval for 200-plus condo units and 17 acres. And then you come down, and then you hit this chunk of Friendly Hills that is a residential-type area. And then right here is the Majestics that's a 200-plus condo unit as well. And then you've got... this chunk right here that's called, it's off of Majestic Circle and Kingsway. And this is the house that I've got right here. And so you've got condo approved commercial area here. You got Chateau on the Lake here. Then you got the Majestics, that's a Thousand Hills property there. And sandwiched in between them, you've got Friendly Hills. And it's comprised of about 15 lots. And 10 of the 15 lots back up to these commercial properties. And then over here, you've got about 23 properties. And the majority of these are okay with the not the rentals. So you've got, I got another picture somewhere.
Well, I'll have that in those public hearings.
Oh, that's something else. Okay.
We know exactly where it's at, though.
Yeah. There's 23 lots. How many houses are in there?
There are three lots. There's one, two, and then this one right here. And you can't tell. I wish that we had a front picture view of that property? Because you can't really tell from this.
Of your property?
No, of this one right here.
Uh-huh.
So, of the properties here, there's 23, and about 15 of those are okay with doing the nightly rentals. And there's three existing homes.
Yeah, there's three existing homes.
The
rest of the lots are sold with nothing been done to them, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's a foreclosed subdivision.
That's what I thought.
Is that zoomed in on that one like that?
Yeah, kind of, but you still don't really get the feel. And let me just tell you why. Because this is kind of sloped. It's pretty sloped.
It's very steep.
Yeah. And when you come down here, the top of this house is almost even with this road. And so he's very private back in there. He's very secluded. And he has, you know, all the greenery and stuff around him. And he's very secluded. You can't really tell. I'm going to have to stop by and take a picture so you guys can really see. That's really the most I've ever seen of this house. And I sit up here looking down, and I can't see any of that. I didn't even know he had this garage over here. You can't see it. But my point is that it's a very commercial area, and you've got over 400 units that are doing nightly rentals, and then you have about 35 lots, and then of those 35 lots, you have about 10 houses that are existing. So it's not an established neighborhood. It's you've got your privacy for those, you know, that want to live there year round. You've got the big commercial properties around it. So it's like these people knew that I'm building in commercial. I'm passing billboards, I'm passing 200 plus, you know, total of 400 plus condo units, and my house is sandwiched between them. My house backs up, you know, to these commercial properties. So I hear some of the other, you know, people that come in wanting to do residential in the middle, or want to do nightly rentals in the middle of a residential property, and I wanted you to get the feel of the area. It's very commercial. It's highly nightly rental. It's not coming into an established subdivision and trying to do nightly rentals.
The house next door, is that a nightly rental or is that a...